JF4WWZ monitoring.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. But before we do that, we're going to recognize pre-net check-ins. We're going to give some space for brand new radio, ham radio operators and any Echo Link stations after that. So, starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Thank you for being here tonight, and tell Miss Isla we said hello. And K4XMR, that's Mel, over in Process Parity. Good to have you with us tonight, Mel. Hope you're doing well. K4OIM, that's Walt, over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt, if you're listening. Hope you're doing well. K2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Andy. K4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in functionality, Andy. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. KF4RVH, that's JD over in Greenville. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KO4KFF, that's Tommy in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Tommy. K1CJW, that's Roland in Pickens. KG4WMP, that's Landon in Dacusville. Welcome home, Landon. I appreciate you using the pre-net check-in functionality. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. And K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Good to have those stations, all 17 of them, using the pre-net check-in functionality this evening. Now we're going to leave a little bit of space for any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure what it's all about, how the protocol works, but would like to check in. This is your opportunity. All you have to do is throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, nothing heard at the moment, but we'll keep leaving a window of opportunity for that for the new amateur radio operators as they enter the hobby. We do have an Echo Link station, so we'll go with Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is KO4WWZ. Please check in KO4WWZ.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4 Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. That is Chandler over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Chandler. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Take care, stay safe. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta, stationed for the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DW. I4DTY, this is Daniel N. Taylors. Please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW. Today, please check in Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee. Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Good shaking your hand today and not on the new radio yet. We kind of rambled around Greenville and hadn't been back too long, so get to that tomorrow. Thank you.
DJW. Clearly checking, but this is Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa, that'd be KO4ULP. Alexander here in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. And good evening to everyone on the net.
JW. Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bright joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no shoot tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, Miss Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
DJW. Good hearing you tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, that was a most excellent group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DTY. That's Daniel over here in Taylor. Sounds like he's sitting in the room with me. Good to have you with us tonight, Daniel. You're sounding good. KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. KM4BLH, that's Kurt. Sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Kurt. KM4CHY, that's Keith over in Seneca. Nice to meet you today, Keith. I was hoping we'd hear that tonight, but I can wait till tomorrow. I understand. But good meeting you and Wendy this afternoon. KO4ULP, that's Alexander over in Traveler's Rest. You sounding good, Alexander. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Tell the family we said hello. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. You sounding good as normal. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Reject.
Do I have an Echo Link station say something there? I had that on mute, so I didn't hear it.
Yes, this is KO4WWZ. Can you hunt me down for the red sheet, please? I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Okay, Chandler, we do have you down for RAGCHU, so you will be at the top of the list when it comes time for RAGCHU, and I'll be talking to you in just a little bit. Appreciate that. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on along to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through E through H. I'm getting ahead of myself. E through H. Echo through Hotel. And you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. Patrick and Penrose, and I'll be in and out today. Tonight, Dave. Thank you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in out of turn. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Home and More. Just got off 2.5 hours of calling a sideband net, and I'm tired. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WU2T, that's Rusty, over and more, after calling single sideband net for 2 hours. Rusty, my hat's off to you. I know that can be gruesome. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One last call, Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or Echolink. We've got an Echolink station popped up there, so Echo Through Hotel or Echolink, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize, oh, I already did W2T, KN4RJN, that's John over in Brown, Summit, North Carolina. Got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. All right, we're going to bump it up to India through Lima. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters I through L, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
Kilo 4.
Juliet, please check in. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say 73 for each one of you.
Let me say you're both well. Please check in. This is E4. India, Oscar Echo. See if Fletcher, North Carolina. Dig to an 86 all around day. Fantastic technology.
JW. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net. 4, DJW. Thanks for bringing us together here tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. And by telephone relay, Donna is off at Handbell Camp. Please check in my wife. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. I think. We'll both be in and out tonight. And I hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. This is James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, James. You sound good as usual. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 14664 net tomorrow night. 14664. We're on 14661. He calls the 14664 net with a PL tone of 91.5 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So be sure and stop in with Sid tomorrow at 8 on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he would appreciate that, and I'm sure you would get a lot out of it, too. He has a really good net over there. And then afterwards, hang around for the slow scan TV net. They don't have that every time, but they have it a lot. Sid, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. KO4JKB, that's Duncan. He's over in Asheville. Sounding good, Duncan. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna by telephone relay. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. They make their home in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. You and Miss Donna, stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to move right along to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call begins with letters M through P. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is the deer camp tonight. And Dave, thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
Check in AA4QF, Stone, and M4DME, Paul. We in co-op with your neighbors and LOF on
that. W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Boyd, Huntsville, KO4PXB. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NUE. That's Chad. He's up at the deer camp this evening. Good to have you with tonight, Chad. You're sounding good. AA4QS, that's Donald. Bring with him N4DME. That's Mr. Paul. They're over in Tocoa. Good to have you with tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Hope you guys stay safe. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it right along to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Can KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Chris and Liberty, negative and negative.
Okay, Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That is Chris, who is rock solid into the repeater this evening from Liberty, South Carolina. You must have a direct pipeline into the repeater, Chris. You always sound good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. You will. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-ray, KM4RGX. This is Carol. 73 is now be negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4RGX. That's Carol, sounding good from Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. All right, we're going to bump it up to the patient group now for the Saturday night net. The uniform through Zulu group. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters U through C, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith, sounding good from Columbus this evening. Well, kind of good. You're a little bit down in the white noise, but we got you in there, Keith. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Enjoyed the Simplex Net venture with you on that Simplex Net and all the others that joined that. That was a cool thing. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's over in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Appreciate your offering to help out with the net the other night. That is appreciated, and one day that's going to be needed. So appreciate you being there. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it sounds like we got everybody on the very first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. First one up on the phone this evening is KO4WWZ. That's Chandler over in Easley, South Carolina. Chandler, you got a brand new clean shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dave. This is KO4WWZ. Is Chad in here? KO4NUV?
It is highly likely that he is. KO4NUE, are you there? If so, KO4WWZ is looking for you.
KO4WWZ, this is KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
KO4NUE, this is KO4 Whiskey Whiskey Z. Nice to hear you tonight. Just wanted to see if you'd like to make a little key show real quick.
Please stay on frequency until after the RAGCHU portion, and we'll key show as long as you'd like. But just letting that control get through the RAGCHU portion, and then we'll talk after the net. Dave, he's a new ham. He's doing a really good job, and passed his technician test a couple weeks ago, and been trying to help him out a little bit. But anything you can do to, you know, help get him squared away, that'd be great too. But just really proud of how hard he's worked and where he's got. Stay on frequency, Chandler, and we'll get you after the net. That's KO4NUE. Back to net.
Okay, well, glad we could get you guys together. And I do remember when Chandler got his license, he threw his call sign out there, and I pulled him up on QRZ, and I was his number one hit. The first one to pull him up on QRZ. And I think I was his first QSO, too, because I went back to him after I knew him, and then several other people went back to him, so... Yeah, we know Chandler. Anyway, Chandler, appreciate you hanging around for the RAGCHU portion of the net. Did you have anything else before we go back to looking for check-ins and other stations, or are you good to wait around till after the net, Chandler?
W4DJW, this is K4WWC. I would like to know, let K4DLS know that I need him to take down the radio that I was looking for on the slot net.
Okay, KI4DOS, Gary, you still listening? Called KO4WWZ, if you are. He's got an item he wants you to remove from the swap net.
WWZ, KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary, this is KO4WWZ. Could you please remove the Kenwood radio that I asked you to put out on the swap net for people to be looking for? I've got some Motorola ham radios that I'm going to use.
I will be happy to do that. Thanks for letting me know. It helps me keep my book straight. I do appreciate it. Have a good evening, Chandler. KI4DOS, back to net.
All right, well, very good. We're glad we could get that taken care of. And Chandler, hang around after the net, because Chad will be there waiting for you. Appreciate you using the net like that, Chandler. That's what we're here for. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative.
DJW. Number 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren, we're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
DJW. And the net. Please check in and out. KI4ZLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda. Up in Asheville.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4CTW. That is Tyler over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Tyler. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. And N4HHC, that's Warren in Taylor's. You're sounding good. Taylor's is well represented this evening. Good to have you tonight, Warren. Appreciate you being here. And KI4VLW, that's Randy. Bring with him KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville. Good to have you tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Looking forward to the Waynesville Ham Fest. You guys take care, stay safe. Appreciate everybody checking in this evening. We're in the all the way through the alphabet group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's got it. We are at 49 right now, so the next one that checks in gets the door prize. KN4RJN, it's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. Dave, I haven't talked to you in like forever, and what's going on in your world? Are you retired yet?
Well, John, I'm sort of retired. I'm not working anymore. I'm kind of coasting. I'm going to coast across the Great Expanse until I retire in November of this year. If all goes according to plans, I'll retire then. But I'm not working now either. I'm just having fun flying airplanes and doing yard work. But that's about it. I'm playing around with some Raspberry Pis cameras because I've played around with Raspberry Pis for quite a while, and they've always had this little connection to them that you can plug in a camera, and I've never purchased a Raspberry Pi camera and plugged it in, so I've been playing with them for about 4 or 5 years now, I guess. Seemed like it anyway, and never put a camera in one. So I experimented with several different cameras, and I'm doing time-lapse photography. And I've got them as security cameras right now, but I'm going to expand beyond that once I get the stability out of them that I need. And that'll be kind of fun doing time lapse. I want to put one out in the front yard and point it straight up at the sky. Or I'd like to find a darker place where there's no street lamps or anything like that and do that. And then do time lapse overnight. I've got several pictures where I captured the moon set, the moon going down. And that's pretty cool. Because when the moon goes down, shortly after that, the sun comes up. So it kind of looks like a bomb going off. It looks like the moon is a rocket that's coming down and hits the earth, and then all of a sudden the sun comes out and everything gets bright. But that's about the extent of it for me. How about you? What have you been up to?
This is KN4RJN. Not a whole lot. Been looking at the sky and the one repeater up here that I had talked about trying to get onto. That thing hasn't been active in years, and I don't know if the guy's even still alive anymore. He's got an email. I've sent him an email, but I haven't gotten anything back. So that's kind of shot. But, you know, playing with the grandkids and just, you know, doing our thing here. Still got boxes I haven't unpacked, but I suspect they're probably not going to get unpacked if there's anything in there that I needed to. I've forgotten about it by now, so it doesn't matter anymore. But enjoying this area up here in North Carolina. It's not a bad area, and Lord knows I don't want to move again. So I think we're going to be here for a while. But I hadn't talked to you in, like, you know, forever. And my Echolink link is not the best in the world, and I thought about trying to pull net control via Echolink, but it just, there's too much gap in it. It doesn't quite work as well as a radio. So, but I listen in and try to check in when I can, and that's about all that's going on up here. I did get a new dog, by the way. Looks a lot like the old dog, except this one's a male, and his name is Mr. Walter. He came out of a shelter down in South Carolina, and he was underweight when we got him. But he's starting to fill out, and he's a good dog. He doesn't bark much every once in a while, and I tell him no barkies, and he'll be quiet. And he spends most of his life laying on the couch with his head in my lap, so. until he wants to go out or eat. But that's about all that's going on here, Dave. I'm glad you're still playing with your airplanes. And do you have a telescope?
No, I don't have a telescope. I've looked at them. I've had friends that had them. Had friends that built their own telescopes. And that's probably, if I did that, that's probably what I would do, is build one. But I do a lot of studying on it before I did that, and make it so that I could adapt the camera to it. But I think if you build your own, well, I don't know. I'd have to study it. But generally, you can get a lot more value for your dollar by building your own rather than buying something somebody else builds. But I'd like to have one, but you know, you can only do so much. now that I'm not working, sometimes I think, you know, that program really needs. You know, when you and I worked together to get the pre-net check-in on the login software, the net control software, I needed to make that window wider because you couldn't see the location. So I went ahead and modified it again. I do things like that a lot more now than I used to. So that kind of chews into the time. It's things that when you were working, you said, well, maybe one day I'll get to that, but I'll just suffer through it now. So I find myself doing that a lot. I do that with the net control software. I do that with my logging software that sends out QSL cards. I do that with the Briar Secretary software because I just make it really do everything for me so I don't have to do anything. That's a good, the upside of being lazy. Anyway, so no telescope, but if I was going to have one, I would probably look at building one rather than buying one.
This is KN4RJN, roger that. Well, I've three major telescopes and two or three minor telescopes. And I've got reasonably dark skies up here. There's way more too many streetlights in this neighborhood than I would prefer, but most of them are out of my line of sight. So I get a fairly decent view off the back deck. And I've got both telescopes sitting in the kitchen, so I can get them out on the back deck and covered with sheets. The smaller one that I use and is relatively easy to get out. The big one takes a little bit more doing, but I get those out from time to time and whatnot. I've thought about building a telescope. I've looked at it, and it's the mechanics of the scope is not terribly hard. It's getting the mirror. if you do a reflector, getting the mirror polished and smoothed out and correctly curved and all that kind of stuff. But you can actually buy a reflecting mirror, and then the rest of the mechanics of putting a scope together is really not all that difficult. And you do it out of, you know, wood, and I've seen a lot of those in magazines and whatnot. So if you can get around to doing something like that, let me know. I'd be more than happy to, you know, come down and watch and supervise and drink beer and watch you screw it up.
Well, I'll keep that in mind, John. I usually don't drink alcohol much, but that doesn't mean I won't. I just don't ever have a reason to. I used to, when I worked in Charlotte, I have a reason to. When I was working in France, people went out after work and did that a lot. But I don't ever have an occasion to anymore, so that might be a good thing. So if I ever decide to put one together, maybe we can do a telescope group build, get enough people involved. That's the way we used to build computers. We'd get a computer build group, and we'd get 10 or 15 or 20 people to all buy all their parts, and then we'd have a group build. We'd all get together and build them on the weekend at somebody's house, and that was kind of fun. So maybe we'll look at doing something like that in the future. What do you think?
This being 4RJ, it sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. I'll, you know, I'll bring what information I have, such as it is, and yeah, we could do that. That sounds like a good reason to get together and drink some beer.
All right, I'll put that on my list after I power scrub the all the concrete in the house and fix the holes that the carpenter bees made in the wood along the frame of the house where the frame meets the shingles. There's always something to do. I've got work to do on the back deck. I've got more grass that bare spots coming through that I got to get sewn up. And I got airplanes to fly, so we're going to put it on that list. Don't know when we'll get to it, but it'll be on the list, John. You got anything else for us this evening?
This is KN4RG, and roger that. Yeah, if you wait until you get through your honeydew list, it'll never happen. So you gotta bump that up on the list a little bit, but that's about it. Dave, you take care. 73s to everybody. I want to back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John. Well, you're right. It has been a long time, and there is some delay in Echolink. So, but I thought that went pretty good, Echolink session. But you're right. There are some delays in it. I know when Steve used to call the net down here, and he moved up to South Dakota, he continued to call it every once in a while, but it was hard. So eventually he just said, it's not worth it. And I don't blame him. Right? You're right. That latency is hard to deal with when you call it a net. But anyway, good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you glad to hear you got the new dog there, and we'll put it on the list. We've got to build some telescopes and drink some beer. Take care. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet?
If you're doing well, please check in. K4BAN. Negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize tonight's door prize winner, K4BAN. That's Alex. He's over in Clemson. Alex, you won the door prize this evening because you're number 50 to check in this evening, which means that you have to stop by on Wednesday night and check in with Gary, KI4DOS, on the SwapNet night and claim your door prize. He'll let you know what it is on Wednesday, but that's your reward for being number 50. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Alex, take care and stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
I appreciate it. We'll do it. K4BAN.
All right. Well, Gary's on here, so he's expecting you now. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we got a station that's trying to check in, and you're really, really far down in the white noise. I couldn't make out anything. But if anybody can pick him up on reverse, if anybody hits your reverse button, try it again one more time. Look at your, if you're on a handheld, look at the signal that's going into the handheld. Find the highest signal, walk around, move around, find it. When I'm talking to you now, you get the highest number of bars on your signal strength meter. and hold it right there when you check in again and try it one more time. And then other people that are listening, if you can, push reverse and see if you can hear who that is and relay that station in. So let's try it one more time. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, do we have anybody that's picking him up on reverse? Any relay stations that can relay that station in?
W4DJW.
Two or three times there on that last transmission. So let's try one more time. Stand on your tippy toes. Or if you're inside, go outside. See what we can do to get you checked in. Try it one more time. Okay, guess that isn't happening this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet before we shut down the net? A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee. Joe and Taylor's. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4JQY. That's Joe sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Taylor's has very good representation this evening. Appreciate you being here tonight, Joe. You're sounding good. One last call all the way through the alphabet before we shut down the net. Call W4DJW. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, he bugged out. I guess I scared him off. He was in there, but now he's gone. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WX4DAT. That is Danny over in Gastonia, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Danny. You're sounding good from Gastonia. You're doing a really good job. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And our Echolink station is back. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm going to tell you, I have the dial thing on, and I was going to check out where the station that's calling in, but he's not calling in anymore, so I'm just going to sit here on Echolink. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, understood. Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4RUR. That's Chris over in Greenville, just listening in on Echolink. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. This is W4DJW. I'll be securing please stop by tomorrow night and check in with W2MJB. That's Mark. He's normally calling the Sunday night nets, except for the first Sunday night of the month, which that is tomorrow. So that'll be Daniel, not Mark, tomorrow. KJ4WZM will be calling that. He calls the first Sunday of every month. So stop by with KJ4WZM, Daniel, tomorrow night. He'll be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd love to have you there, and I'm sure you'd enjoy it. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KO4WWZ, this is KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Jack, go ahead, sir.
Hey, brother man, what's going on? How you doing today? Do you have a good day?
Yeah, Chad, it was all right. I'm using Echolink tonight, so that seems to be working a lot better than the dial thing. However, it's not as easy to hear the squelch tails as it is on the regular radio.
That's a challenge, to work with that, because you can't really hear what's going on. But, I mean, you get the hang of it, and it works out pretty good, I guess, especially if you're, away from the repeater coverage and all. But, you're doing pretty good so far. And, you got any questions about the net, how the net works? Any questions?
California anyway, California WWC. Yeah, and it's just, I looked on the Twitter book today, and DRARS for Twitter is about 18.3 miles away. I want to know, because I found out today that my Motorola is a 25-watt radio VHF. Is 25 watts good enough to get into the repeater?
Say, I would say that would be plenty. You know, you use the minimum required to do the... I mean, you do what is required and no more. And I don't think 25 watts is going to be a problem at all. But, I think that's going to work out pretty good. So this is what, this is second net you've checked into so far?
Yes, sir, it is. I will check in on Tuesday night now that I can know how to use Echo Link, so, you can be looking out for me on Tuesday night, but I'm going to ask, how was my performance tonight? Did I do okay, or is there anything I should know about?
A couple of things you need to keep in mind. First of all, is you're doing a great job, just great. But when the net controller comes on frequency, first of all, on this frequency, the net starts every night at 9 o'clock. So, you know, typically you want to, you know, keep that in mind that maybe 5 minutes before 9, you know, just be cognizant of that and understand that, you know, just kind of remain silent until, you know, the net controller picks it up at 9 o'clock. When the net starts, the net controller will ask for, he will announce all of the pre-check-ins. And if you want to use the pre-check-in function, do you know how to do that?
No, sir, I do not. And actually, I'm looking to maybe pay $25 to become a member of the Blue Ridge and the Radio Society so I can regularly check in.
Well, first of all, where you find to pay your dues is on the Bar's website. So if you go to Google and just type in, you know, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, you'll see the homepage pop up for the Bar's website, homepage. You can pay your dues there. You may can mail them in. I'm not sure how to do that, but I can find out for you if that's what you want to do. When they receive your dues, Mr. Dave will send you a receipt, and you will also receive a laminated card to show that, you know, you're an actual member. But just want to let you know, too, that it's not required that you pay your dues to check in to the net. But I know the club would appreciate that money because it takes money to, you know, keep the club and the repeater up and running. So, so that's how you pay your dues. Also, on the same homepage, if you'll scroll through the little toolbars up at the top, you'll see an option pops up that says pre-check-in. So if you'll click on pre-check-in, you'll get a little funny-looking window pops up, and you just populate your information in those blocks. And if you want the repeater to announce your call sign when you checked in, you click Yes, Announce. If you don't want it to announce, you just click in the No box. And when you hit the box to, you know, pre-check in, depending on what you've selected, announce or not announce, the repeater will announce your call sign, and you're checked into the net. So what that does is that allows you to check into the net before 9 o'clock, and allows the net to capture your call sign. So let me pause here for a second and see if you got any questions about that before we go any further.
Not really. It seems pretty straightforward. Like any other website, you go and maybe pay a regular phone bill or a car insurance bill or something like that. Doesn't seem that hard. I do want to know if you have any advice to me. You know, how long would it take for me to get my general? How hard is that? Because I'd like to get on HF and learn some more studies.
That's a good question. I don't think anybody's going to be able to answer that but you. Some people have said that the general exam was more difficult than the technician exam, and then I've heard people say that the general exam was a lot easier than the technician portion. Either way, you're going to have to study, and you're going to have to, you know, try to figure that out. But you do know, as a technician, that you do have a small portion of the 10-meter HF band on 10 meters that you know, you can do HF with. You do know that, right?
Yes, sir, I do. I have not explored that, but I've been looking and talking to some CDer friends, and they said I can get like a Striker or a Galaxy 10-meter radio, and it has the citizen band and the 10-meter hand bands that come on it. Is that true?
That's KO4NUE, KO4WWZ. Repeat the question, Chandler.
KO4NUE, this is KO. Alright, so I have friends that talk on citizen band, and they told me that there are some CB radios out there that do the 10-meter hand band and the citizen band. Is that true?
Chandler, I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about citizen band other than, you know, roughly what frequency range they operate in. If I had to guess, I would say no, but I don't know that for sure. I'm sure it's possible, but I don't know. Let me leave that there. I just don't know. I'm sure we can find out, though. But, so let's move on down the preamble here so you kind of understand what's going on the net. So after the net controller lists all of the pre-check-ins, then, first of all, let's back up. The net controller will ask, are there any announcements or traffic for the net? Which means, announcements means if you want to say something that affects, you know, the net as a whole, you know, for example, you know, call sign passed away yesterday, or somebody's in the hospital, or a ham fest, or anything that would benefit the whole net by knowing, then you just let the net controller know I have an announcement to make. Now, you know, when you use that function with the net controller, you know, it needs to be an announcement that that is useful for the net. In other words, you know, you don't want to get on there and say, hey, I have an announcement to make, and my announcement is, you know, at 9 o'clock tonight, I need to brush my teeth. That's, you know, that's an example of what not to do. But, you know, if you want to get information out to the ham community and everybody on this repeater, then you just let the, you know, the net controller know that you have an announcement. And he'll post your announcement so everybody can hear it before the net starts. Now, as far as traffic goes, traffic, I guess, simply put, for now, will be a message to another operator or to the net. But it will be in kind of a message format, I guess, and there will be a reference number that comes with it. I'll explain a little bit more about that later on, I guess, when you kind of, you know, get a little bit more accustomed to what's going on. But there's a whole lot of types of different traffic, you know. It's basically specific information either to an individual call or to the whole net. But typically or usually it has a specific format that, you know, is a way to properly disseminate information to the net. So any questions about those two functions before, you know, we move on to the rest of what's happening in the net?
Okay, so if I wanted to invite people to the races group TCCG that you and they go to every month, would that be under announcements or would that be traffic?
That would be an announcement. You know, traffic is usually comes from another station to, from station A to station B, and you're the relay, but not always. When, you know, you get a piece of traffic, it's routed information that is intended for a specific person or group of people with, you know, kind of specific information. That is, I would say, probably a little bit more specific than an announcement. So here would be an example of an announcement. This is KO4NUE, and I would like to invite all licensed ham operators to attend the meeting for blah, 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 blah. Here's when it starts. Here's when it ends. And just general information like that. That's a good example of an announcement. So an example of a piece of traffic would be, this is KO4NUE. I have a message or information for a specific call or the net as a whole, but it is specific information that has routing information with it. In other words, it lists a serial number on it. It will have a priority, which priority is usually, you know, routine or emergency or a priority message. It's a very formal announcement, and sometimes it requires an acknowledgement that the traffic was sent or received. Not always, but, you know, sometimes. And it would be a way to send a formal message to someone or a group of people that is typically generated from another station, but not always. You can generate a piece of traffic too, but it typically needs to be in a certain format. And you can, you know, I'll get with you offline about that, on how to generate that or how to send it or receive it. You typically would know it if it's a piece of traffic, if you're receiving it. And when I work with you a little bit, we'll send a piece of traffic to you so you can send it over the net and see how that works. But any more questions about that before we move on?